Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha. Yeah, just like everybody else, you know, check the home and the immediate surroundings first. And just thinking about it, just listening to people talking and supposing, one thing that happens a lot when we get thunderstorms that knock down power lines is the chain link fencing gets energized. So maybe one thing you might want to check around your family first before you head out, just take a meter and check the chain link fence where it comes up to the house and make sure it's not hot. Doesn't mean it might catch a wire 5 minutes after you leave, but at least if it is hot, you'll know it right away and you can report it to Edison as a location before you even head out. Another thing that occurred to me just listening to all this is maybe Dave or Mike could solicit lists for a go kit from everybody, what they think is important, and then maybe put together a composite list of the best responses and circulate that around. I don't know if that what that would be worth, but it occurs to me as something to think about. So that's my two cents tonight. And when confronted with an emergency situation, I read about flying and test pilots and astronauts and all that. And when those guys have a sudden emergency pop up, the first thing they do is sit on their hands and consider what's going on. They don't make a knee-jerk reaction and do something right away, because the last thing they want to do is make the situation worse. So I think when you've got your go kit and you're ready to head out to the car, just sit down for a minute and think, is there anything that I missed that I haven't thought about? And before you head out. So that's my comments. Back to you, Net Control.
But yeah, definitely assessing the situation and make sure that your house is secured, make sure your family's secured, and make sure that the house is safe before you leave. Good answers. I really like that. I think for myself, echoing a lot of what you guys have said, you know, making sure my family's taken care of, making sure that the house is taken care of, making sure that that when I leave, they're taken care of, and then going on, taking a step and saying, okay, what do I need? What do I need to do? And having my go kit ready to go, my radios ready to go. Big thing is you know, the number one rule too is don't deploy unless you've been activated. I mentioned this earlier, in that it's so tempting to run out and just, what do I need to do? But we got to wait. We got to wait for the activation cue and then, you know, moving on. So, and I don't know if you guys noticed when I asked the question, I said, you know, you've been activated. That is the key there, is you've been activated. We don't do anything unless we've been activated, and we don't self-deploy. We don't run out and, you know, play superhero and stuff like that. That's not a good thing. We work as a team and we work together. And when you're deployed, we all work together. And it's for safety's sake. It's to take care of you guys. So, great answer. Great answer, and I applaud you guys. You guys have answered very well, and good stuff. So I'm gonna pause here for 1 second for time, and then we'll go ahead and make announcements. All right, mark your calendars down. June 19th, there was our in-person ARPSC meeting. We'll be meeting at the Macomb ISD building, where we always meet. But there is a room change. The room will be 203. If you need help, let me know. I can, I'll again send a reminder email Monday, and then you'll also get another reminder next Thursday. But don't forget, we've got that coming up. Feel free to ask questions. Feel free to participate as much as you want. I want this to be fun. I want this to be enjoyable. You know, we get into ham radio. We get into ham radio for the hobby and to enjoy it and to have fun. And we can have fun and also be serious. And participate as much as you want. I want that. I want you guys to enjoy this. When it becomes a task, when it becomes a job, when it becomes no longer fun, it kind of fades away. I don't want that. I want it to be something that you enjoy, that you want to do. And come on out, June 19th. It's going to be 7 o'clock in room 203. We'll be discussing. Got a couple topics I might talk about, either scene safety or a couple other things. Maybe we can talk about go kits. A couple other things there to possibly discuss. I'll let you guys know here Monday what the topic is going to be. But feel free to ask questions and get involved as much as possible. And then June 26th. Tentatively there will be our Fox Hunt. We're going to bring in one from the Lance Crews, someone from the Lance Crews to kind of explain things to us, maybe the rules and stuff like that. It'll be a good time. I hope everybody's able to participate in it. Let me know what some times, if you guys want to email me and let me know some times that may work, if early morning on a Saturday works or maybe later in the afternoon. I'm flexible. And I want as much participation as possible because I want this to be fun. I want this to be enjoyable and everybody to be able to get out and do this task. It's a lot of fun, definitely for sure. Last night we had our command meeting, our leadership meeting, went very well. We went over some things that we have done in the past 6 months and their successes. We've added a lot of new members and done a lot of training, and we're hoping to do more. I don't like sitting down, and I don't like to stand still. If we can keep training, that'd be great. I want our value to the county. I want us to be valuable to the county. I want us to be useful. I want us to be a tool for the county to use. And if you want to train on something, if there's something that you want to learn or do as a group, shoot me an email. Let me know. I am open to anything. It may not be something right away, but we'll put it on the list and on the docket, and we'll get to learning. I know everybody liked WinLink, and that was a good class, good thing to learn. So I'd like stuff like that. I'd like to be able to learn tasks that we can use. We can apply it every day for our ham radio hobby, but also in the ARPSC world. And so let me know. I'm open, and feel free to either call me or email me. And if you don't have that email, let me get that to you. I'm going to break here for time. The email for us is going to be ARPSC Macomb County @gmail.com. Again, that's ARPSC Macomb County @gmail.com. And just shoot me an email, and I'm usually pretty quick to reply unless I've got something going on or I'm at work. I try to get back to you as soon as possible. Or if you want, if you don't like to send an email, you want to call me on the office phone, 586-221-0086. Again, that's 586-221-0086. I'm open. I'm willing to listen. And feel free to reach out. We want this to be your group as much as it is my group and our group. And we want to work as a team. The more we get to know each other, the more we work, the better we're going to operate. So feel free to reach out. Feel free to talk and and express your ideas and thoughts there. So, other than that, good net tonight. Like I said, great turnout. Appreciate you guys checking in. I'm going to go ahead and take a last swipe here at late check-ins. This is Net Control Station WAHMAC. And I'll take check-ins from anybody that had not checked in yet. To late check-ins, please give your call sign slowly and phonetically, followed by your name and your county in which you're calling from and whether you have traffic. Late check-ins, please call now.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec, Joe in Clinton Township, Macomb County, with no traffic. Back to net, KE4, ZYQ.